Hey, this is Jay Thomas, and I'm broadcasting once again from WOW Women of Wrestling. I'm here with Jessica Havoc, who I saw perform a lot of matches last night. How exhausted are you right now?
I'm a little tired, but, you know, this is my livelihood. This is my life. I'm used to it. I'm excited for tonight because I plan on advancing all the way to the finals.
And I gotta say, and it's not because you're one of the only teams that I'm going to be talking to, but I'm going for you guys in the tournament. I think you guys are going to do all the way.
Thank you. I think we will, too. Actually, I know that we will.
So that's pretty much what you're going to be focused on when Season 2 comes around, is going after those tag titles.
Yes, absolutely. I want to make a statement, and with her by my side, I feel like we could take over the women's wrestling world here.
Yeah, I think it could be not an easy job, but you guys are kind of, from what I've seen, you're pretty much tearing through just about everybody.
There are every single female that is here, extremely talented. Everybody has their strengths, but they also have their weaknesses. And I have been watching all of these girls closely, paying attention to those weaknesses, and I am going to go out there and use that to my advantage. All these girls are tough, and they all deserve to be here, but I'm going to show everybody why we are the best.
And I was, you know, looking some stuff up, and you kind of go all over the place right now. You're kind of wrestling all over. Wrestling has gone into the territory stage again.
I've been wrestling for 15 years, so almost half my life, and I have traveled the world. I've lived in Japan for 2 months. I've been over for tours the UK several times, and there are only certain places that I choose to work. I don't spread myself too thin. If they want to come see me wrestle, they need to come to certain shows. Wrestling, women's wrestling specifically, is something that I'm very passionate about, and I am able to now, like, this is my livelihood, and I consider myself extremely lucky to be able to live my dream.
So what brought you to WOW then? What made that one?
The thing that brought me to WOW and attracted me to the product as a whole is the passion behind women's wrestling. David McLean is probably one of the most passionate people that I've ever talked about when it comes to women's wrestling. And let's not forget about the talent like Tessa Blanchard, The Beast, Jungle Girl, Faith. All of these people, they're so talented and amazing, and I wish I could stand here and name them all, but they're not just characters. These are people that are young girls and just children and women and all over the world can relate to in one way or another. And I think one of my favorite things about WOW is that the roster is so diverse, and there's a demographic through everyone, and everybody is real. That's something that is very, very important to me.
What got you into wrestling? Like, what was the thing that, like, you saw it, you're like, that's it? Like, for me as a fan, I was 8 or 9 and I saw The Undertaker put somebody in a body bag. I was like, what is happening right now? And I've never stopped since.
So it's funny that you bring up The Undertaker, because a lot of people, they look at me and they assume, like, oh, I bet The Undertaker's your favorite. Or they're like, oh, are you The Undertaker's daughter? Actually, so I got into wrestling around, like, between, like, 7 and 9 years old. That being said, ever since I could remember, my mom always watched wrestling. So it was always something that I grew up with. And me and my brothers, we used to go outside and wrestle in the yard, and, you know, and I would pretend to be, I'm going to be China, and I'm going to do this. But the persona that really, really got me into wanting to be a wrestler was actually Stone Cold Steve Austin. I thought he was so damn cool. And I was like, man, I want to be like that guy. I want to do this. And then I found a wrestling school around 16 years old. I started training just after I turned 17. And by the time I was 18, I was on the independents doing my thing.
Is there any female wrestler that you haven't wrestled yet that you're like, I could have an amazing match with that person?
Very, very early on in my career, I got the privilege of wrestling 2 out of 3 of my idols that I, as far as female wrestlers that I watched growing up. One was Luna Vachon, and one was Ivory. And Luna Vachon kicked my butt. Like, if anything was going to make me quit wrestling, I think that would have been it. And I, even after that butt kicking, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to keep doing this. You know, it's just, it's different styles and personalities. And then when I wrestled Ivory, it was a much more positive experience, and it was great. Like, both, I wouldn't trade anything in the world for those experiences, but my ultimate dream match, more than anything, is my third idol that I grew up watching, and I think that she is amazing, and I think that we could tear it up today, is Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz is one of the toughest, baddest women, and she, like, I just always thought, like, wow, she's so powerful, and, like, she was just kicking girls' butts, and I was like, I want to be like that.
Yeah, and I kind of had forgotten about her after the ECW days, and then when she was in WWE, and then I saw her at the NWA anniversary show. I'm like, oh, that's right, she murders people. She's pretty much just straight destroys them.
Yeah, she does, and I was happy to see her, you know, she, you know, making a comeback there. And the thing too is, if you look at her, she's still in incredible shape, and she looks
the same.
Like, she's amazing. And she and I actually, we've actually become friends over, like, I met her probably about 8 years ago, and we became friends, and she just, when she and I are together, she just laughs at me. And like, just because, I don't know, she thinks I'm funny. I always joke that if wrestling never worked out, I would try to be a stand-up comedian. One of the coolest, most down-to-earth people, but she's somebody that I would love to tear it up in the ring with.
How about in WOW? Is there somebody that you haven't wrestled yet?
Since I've been here, I have wrestled quite a few of the girls here. I want to say that some of my favorite in-ring moments have been with Beast and Jungle Girl. I would love another go with Tessa, because after all, I still have my eye on that world championship. And the way we saw season one end, there was a little bit of an interference. We don't know how that match could have gone. I would love to just get in the ring with each and every one of these girls. They're all amazing. They're all talented. And I'm very, very excited for the world to see what they could do.
So season two, you're going to be focused on the tag title, but wouldn't tag and world be kind of a cool thing to have, both of them?
Oh, absolutely. That's something that I have thought about often. In fact, when Hazard and I go to the finals and when we take those titles away from whoever thinks they're going to get them, my attention will be back on Tessa. The Monster of Madness is fully capable of capturing every single title that WOW has to offer.
Well, I look forward to watching you in season two. I think you guys are going to go all the way for the tag titles.
Thank you so much for having me, and I very much appreciate that.